Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. Hi,
hello,
baby.
Good morning.
How are you?
I have had a day. I tell you that. I have had a day.
Already?
Whew, yes. I saved a baby blackbird.
You're a mama.
Yes, yeah. And I can still see that the baby's daddy's still circling around our garden because the baby's hiding in our bushes now. So, a cat got it. So, we brought it back to life. So.
Oh my God. So you have him like in a little cage or something, or I mean a little box or something, or?
Yeah. At the moment, we're just trying to keep him in there. He's very young, so it can't fly. So we've just been keeping him there. Daddy's coming back and forwards feeding the little one. So
you think it's daddy? You don't think it's mama?
It's definitely a daddy because it's all black. If it was a female, it would be brown.
So I'm so excited to have you here because we're going to talk
so
about
buzzing.
Poppy dreams, brains.
Yes.
I've got Claire Hardy over there. I'm so excited to find her. Look at that big old dimple. I love that dimple. That just makes me happy because I got one too, you know?
I kind of got it on this side, but it's not quite.
Well, my little chubby face and sucked this one out and pushed it out, but that's okay. The love is still there. And talking about chubby, you have lost a massive amount of weight. You look fabulous.
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
How'd you do it? What'd you do?
I've got a mama who is my absolute rock. She's supported me through everything. She's encouraged me to eat better. You know, she's put herself out to then be able to support me in my changes. And a loving fiance who doesn't care what I look like as long as I'm happy. So,
Mr. Magnificent doesn't care, or should I say he doesn't say he cares. they love every part of you. And, you know, to have a strong, supportive mother, that's huge. My mother passed away, and she would support me, but in odd kind of ways. You know, like, you eating at 11 o'clock? That's too late, you know. But did your mom help you prepare meals and work out with
does.
You a little bit? Oh, that's
She cool. doesn't do the workouts because she's got a lot of health conditions herself, which is unfortunate. But she's a big, big motivator. And she certainly does help me with my food prep, with my making meals and healthy snacks and everything in between. So, yes.
You know, you're there over there in the UK. She's in the UK, yes. Brains. Yes. And so the food is a little different than here because here in the United States it's full of fat, cholesterol, sugar, grease. We just love that. And our portion sizes are just unbelievable.
Huge.
we went to breakfast the other day. I kid you not. I ate that breakfast for 3 days. That meal and 2 days I had. Yeah. And who does that? But then they put the price tag on it too. You know,
that's true. Crazy. Yeah.
So welcome to On the Edge. Tell us a little bit about you and how you show up in the world.
Yeah. I've been on a big roller coaster of a journey, really. You know, being branded as the little shy girl and the little meaning literally short because I barely reach 5'3". And to now, you know, being a certified coach and motivational speaker. So it feels like a world away from, you know, the four-year-old that, you know, started school. And on my first day at school, I was actually one of the nerds that loved to go to school. Within 5 minutes, they were calling my mother because I got so excited that I crashed into a table. I actually have a scar on my forehead.
Oh, wow.
it's been an eventful ride. So, wow. So I'll tell you a little bit about the meaning behind Poppy Dreams. So as you said, my name is Claire, but my parents actually call me Poppy. Mm. So that is their nickname. And I'm very much into helping people reach their dreams. Mm. And I believe that no dream is out of reach. You just need the right support, the right encouragement, and the right steps to just get there.
Absolutely. Because if the mind can conceive it, you can achieve it. I really believe yes. that. You know, there's no reason. I think that's the greatest gift. Just like Einstein said, the imagination is the greatest gift.
Yeah. That's and I'm a big Disney fan. So there's a Walt Disney quote that says, you know, all your dreams can come true if you have the courage to pursue it.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you have to come to the U.S. because my daughter has been to Disneyland already about 27 times.
I've been a few times. I've been to the Florida one, and my best friend lives in California.
Yeah, they say that it's the happiest place on earth. I'm all right for a few hours. And then, you know, after the nighttime show, I'm done. So you're a dream catcher, not a dream crusher.
Absolutely.
How do you help people, number one, dream? That's the first thing. And then the second thing is, how do they enact those dreams?
Mm. So the first thing that I generally get people to say is, if nothing was ever like an issue, if money, if time, space, whatever, you know, society's crushing judgments on people, if nothing was a problem, what would you like for yourself? And I get them to start thinking, what would they like? And it can be just small things like have a puppy, or it could be, you know, dreaming of a big country house. We literally let everything flow out just to start getting their brains unlocked a little. Cause I think we've become a bit more closed-minded. So to start unlocking, what is it that they actually truly want? And a lot of people then get stuck in thinking that they've got to spend hours upon hours to be able to make it come true, or that they need thousands of pounds or dollars to make it come true. And you don't need either. You can start with as little as 5 minutes a day, and it costs you nothing. Right. And that's how I then help them get into making those small steps, is to opening themselves up. And then to start with just, you know, because we're in a busy world right now, you know. So, you know, if I said, right, I need you to block out an hour of your time, straight there's like, well, where do I find that hour? But if I say spend 5 minutes, more often than not, they spend more than those 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. But it's that initial 5 minutes that will then get them into action.
Right, right. Well, you know, when I coach people, these are some of the things that I suggest. The first thing I suggest to them is to do a brain dump, is empty out all of those limiting beliefs and all that negative self-talk. Put it on stickies, put it on paper, because that way it allows you capacity and allows you space to bring in what you want.
Yeah.
And on the backside of that very same, I use poster boards, on the backside of that same poster board is to write your wish list. Again, like you said, what is it? I mean, just throw everything against the wall. You know, I want a red sports car. I want to dye my hair blonde. I want to get braces on my teeth. Whatever it is that you really desire, that is going to come forth. Again, people do these vision boards, and I got a little problem with them because they're make-believe. Yes, you put out everything, your wish list of what you want, but you're never willing to put out what you're willing to sacrifice because you have to do the work.
Yeah, yeah. We live in a world that some people want the big things, but they don't want to put in the work to get it.
No, and then maintain it and be happy with it. You know, Claire, do you ever find people that are always chasing the happiness high?
Yes.
What's the next thing that's going to make them happy? They're never satisfied. They're never content. What do you say to that person?
That they need to reevaluate and in a space that they can, you know, stop going after the material things. Because I think those sorts of things is that they're looking for outside validation rather than internal happiness. Mm-hmm. They're wanting the things to say, look what I've done, look what I've achieved, look what I have.
Look what I got. Yeah.
Yeah. When really the most important thing is that you're doing things for yourself and for those that you love, you know, those that are around you. That's the key there, is to that they're so focused on what other people think of them rather than what they think. So I would challenge them to start thinking about how they actually view themselves.
Absolutely. So when you looked in the mirror and you viewed yourself and you decided, I'm going to go on this weight loss challenge, what was dancing around in your head? I mean, you know, what were you thinking about yourself, where you wanted to be, and then when you achieved your result?
So I'm still on that journey. It's not a finished product, but to be honest, I actually didn't like the way I looked. I would often see myself in the mirror with disgust. And I had to change that, because in order to be able to get to my next level, which was hopefully a thinner, fitter, leaner, muscle-wise person, I had to love where I was at, because otherwise you're going to keep yo-yoing. And I had to forgive myself for a lot of shame and blame that I'd given myself over the years. And that was the biggest thing. And it's funnily enough, it was then that I actually started to see the difference in myself. Even sometimes the weight wasn't coming off, just the difference in the things that I would be telling myself, you know, or I'd start pulling faces at myself in the mirror, because it was just brightening up my spirit. So it was more the mental game that caused the biggest shift in me. And my goal weight isn't even classified as a healthy weight here. It is still, I think they still say it's overweight. And I'm just like, the thing that I asked myself was, when was the last time I was happy in my skin? I felt a sense of happiness within me. And I said, well, that's my goal. And that's where I'm heading. You know, it's still outside, you know, what our NHS health service here tells me I should be. But I don't really care. I want to be happy.
If everybody went by that,
yeah,
you know, that barometer, you know, you have to go by your DNA, your bone structure. You know, everybody wants a little booty and wants some breasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to just be looking like, you know, not like yourself. So when you looked in the mirror and you started seeing the shrinkage, because see, I did that. I was losing weight. And I looked in there, and for some reason, I had the reversed feeling that you had. I was like, am I worthy of losing this weight? Do I look too small? What I don't know what it was. It was a switch. So again, it is that limiting belief. It is that negative self-talk. I was so used to myself looking one way that I really didn't appreciate what I was going to. What was the purpose of me doing it? Was it outside validation? What are other people thinking? Oh, when they see April on camera, you know, they see, because I'm on TV a lot, you know, you see all this puffiness. You know, what is Mr. Magnificent seeing when I'm putting on my lingerie? Is it something that's appealing to him? But I came to the realization that what is appealing to me, and I'm a woman of a particular age, is health. You know, it's really health. So I don't want to be super thin. I have a weight goal too, but it's not the number. It's not the pounds. It's the progress.
Yeah. It's for me, the goal is to get to my target feeling and emotional state about myself. Right. It's not about the number. The number is just another measure to get me to, you know, what I'm after.
Absolutely. So we'll talk about, your mental health retreat. Are you looking to create mental health retreats?
Tell us. I am in the process of organizing my first retreat. Yes. So I've got a few people that are mobile, offer mobile services. So one is doing art, one is doing kind of health kind of mindset, nutrition-wise. There's another one doing kind of more of a healing, soul healing kind of process. So I'm kind of getting the pieces together. I've contacted a couple of venues as well. So yes, I'm hoping to have this done kind of within the next year is my hope to host this. But yeah,
What are
I'm
people, what are you wanting people to take away from this? Because when you say health is a big $25 word.
Yeah.
There's spiritual health, there's physical health, there's financial health, there's emotional health, there's relationship health, there's weight health. You know, health is, you know, it's a big thing. So what are you niching it down, or are you trying to, you know, do this from cradle to grave and encompass a little bit of everything?
So my main aim is to promote mental wellness. And I'm coming at it from the different angles because I know one approach doesn't suit everybody, which is why I've got someone coming in to do the spiritual healing, because for some people that works. So to give them a taster of that sort of practice that they can, so actionable steps that they can then take away and do in their daily life. And that's kind of what I'm wanting, someone to take one of the activities that I'll be hosting away with them to say that really worked for me. So to promote their overall kind of mental wellness, mental health, mental kind of fortitude.
Right. And that's so important to, you know, get that in the mix so that people have a real sense of, you know, gravity, something that they can hold on to after they leave the event.
Yes.
Because people get caught up in these events and they get caught up with, you know, coaches or whatever that never leave them grounded. It's always come back for more. I'm the one with the secret sauce. I'm the one that can help you. You know, I'm your spiritual guide, I'm your priest, I'm your physician, I'm your psychologist. But what I want to be is I want to be me.
Yeah.
I want to be me, and I want to be able to use these tools that you instill, and then be able to pour that into others and to be able to build upon that. So that's huge. You also have a 12 session program. Tell us a little bit
Yes.
about that.
Yeah, so that's kind of one of my main features that I offer my clients on a one-on-one basis. It's so the first session is like more of an introduction kind of baseline session, and the other 11 is made up of six elements of your evaluation system plus five titanium skills. And the six evaluation systems is effectively what gets someone from saying that they will do something someday to getting them into action. Because when all six of these are in alignment, your brain has a harder time of saying no than yes. And I think that's sometimes what we get stuck in. We get stuck in to actually get into action. The other five titanium skills are more of an additional benefit to go on top of those six to then keep things moving forward.
Okay. All right. That's great. So, what is your ideal client? Because everything is not, you know, cookie cutter.
Yeah, no, for sure. So traditionally, I kind of aim for those aged 25 to 40. And generally, they are kind of busy professionals that are working their 9 to 5, but really want to transition into a career of a lifetime. And I do that by helping them get out their own way and creating a belief system and a program that works for them. You know, the program works in its steps, but every single step can be molded to their individual needs. And it's done without sacrificing their current financial stability.
Now you know a lot about finance because you had a career in finance.
It did.
Tell me what it was like to run the numbers. That's pretty much a male dom well, it not so much now, but it is a pretty much male dominated space. How did that make you feel? And what was your turning point to say, you know what, I want to try something different. I want to try something new.
Yeah, so it's definitely a male-dominated industry as a whole, certainly the senior positions, for sure. I was very, very fortunate that in our small team, it was 75-80% female, and the minority was male. Even my two times managers were both also female. But once you got to the director's kind of stage, it was all male when I first started. So actually, it was a different atmosphere, the one that I just left last year, to when I first got out of university, which where I studied finance. I did go into a more male team. But so the two dynamics were actually very, very different. Funnily enough, though, if I had to choose between the two jobs, I would choose the male team over the female team. Predominantly because even though it was mostly males, I got a lot of support from that team. Whereas I got made redundant from my previous job, which is why it then gave me the kind of the elbow to be like, what do you want to do now?
Right.
There was certain females in that team that were not very conducive to a female empowering environment.
And I tell people all the time, when I was in corporate America, I was bullied, pushed up on, disrespected, held down and suppressed by more females than males.
Yeah.
It could be a situation like they're crabs in a barrel. But now that we're in the age of Aquarius, I really think that women have decided to level up. They've actually are able to rise to the occasion. Because if we don't stop the sexism, the classism, the racism, all you're doing is switching genders. You're not changing the situation. We want to bring in our feminine energy. I don't necessarily want to work with a woman with a pocket protector, glasses, and a pinstripe suit. I want someone that's going to bring that feminine energy into the workspace, that negotiation skill, that nurturing, that balancing, that understanding, that wisdom that women hold. Because, newsflash, women are smarter than men.
Yeah.
But if we don't use our smarts, and women want to take over the world. I get it. They want heads of state. They want to, they don't mind being the breadwinner and having a house husband. What are we teaching our young women? How are we mentoring them? How are we molding them for the future? What are we putting into them? What are they going to stand back and watch grow organically from that? Because now these millennials, they don't want a whole bunch of information. They want bite sizes of information. But what that is, it's key, it's targeted, and it's strategic. Thank you so much, Claire. You have just been a wealth of information. I absolutely adore you. I can't wait to hear more about the retreat. When you post that and you're ready, let me know. I'm definitely going to share that with my brains. Please tell them how to get in contact with you, how they can, work with you, get involved in your programs, and even maybe if they're there in the UK or willing to travel, how they're going to get in contact with you.
Yeah, for sure. The best place really is my Milkshake page. It has all my links to all my social medias, and it has any events that I've got coming up, whether I'm hosting it or whether I'm being a guest on it. It tells them all the upcoming things that they can then get action to. So I can share that link with you so that you can then pop it alongside this if you'd like.
Absolutely. I'm going to do it. Brains, I need you to go and get a milkshake. And Poppy Dreams, thank you so much. And I'm so in support of you, encourage you. Brains, we love the dream catchers, not the dream crushers. But it starts with a thought and then implementation. But before you can do all of that, you got to dump all the garbage. You got to make some room. So thank you for making room. I need you to go in, love, like, and share. Again, love, like, and share. That's how you're going to continue to get great information and get great people from around the world. Thank you so much, Claire Hardy. You are the best.
Thank you so much.
All right, brains. Take it easy. Okay. Also, Claire, we don't want to forget to talk about the book. Tell us about your book launch.
Yeah, so at the moment, I'm currently writing a book called 100, it's called 121, actually. And it's called that because there's going to be 121 stories involved that are encouraged to read in any order that the reader chooses. But the hope is to give the reader hope, inspire them into action, and get them that spark back. So, yeah, wow. I will make sure to keep you, give you all the details when that drops.
Well, I'm ready for it. I'm ready. I'm inspired. Thank you so much.